The 9 Years Podcast.
Hey, it's interesting. You say about, you know, bringing people's heroes, but to be fair, I think you probably introduced one of the, I know Nick and I is one of our favourites, Rob Arcell. How did you come across him?
Well, it was John Turner, my assistant manager. He was always the player man, and to be fair, I think sometimes he never got the credit he deserved, JT, because he had a real eye for a player. And when we went to Wimbledon, he said, look, he knew about Arcell, and he said, look, we've got to go and sign this kid. And just let him do what he wants. And I was never, what do you mean do what he wants? He went, no, listen, he is an ultimate entertainer. So I says, well, let's get him in and we'll talk to him. And we got him in and spoke to him, and he sort of trained with us, and he just looked up like a circus act, as we all know. I said to him, well, let's sign him. You know, I think he played at Brentford. He played at Brentford in a pre-season game and did really well. And I said, look, we'd like to sign you. And he said to me, I swear this is true. He said to me, look, I've a chance to go on trial at MK Dons. I'd like to go there. And if it doesn't work out, you know, come, because he didn't know the story.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, Rob, go there. You're never coming back here. You know, there isn't a chance of me doing it. There isn't a chance. I said, you know, do you want to go and have a trial with a club that, you know, we all know our views of them. So do you want to go and trial on there, or do you want to come play for a proper team and be a hero, you know? I says, and I'm telling you, that's the situation. And it was a real big call for us, because we knew we had a real sort of star on our hands.
Yeah.
But I thought it was the only call we could have. And he came back and says, no, I'd like to sign. I always remember doing the Q&A the first time with the fans at the stadium, and telling them that he had turned down going to franchise on trial to sign for us. And that was, I think we won a few people over that night because of that, you know. And he went on to be, in that first season, he was our Messi, really, wasn't he? You know, he was, and unfortunately, if I'd do it all again, I might have given him a freer role than I tried to do when we went up into Premier. But the Premier is a real slog league, and I probably didn't give him as much freedom as I should have done, really. And I think then he picked up a knee injury and never really get back to what he was from it.
Still remember he had his moments in the Ryan Premier, though. I still remember a few goals he scored, some quite stunning goals. The Barnet pre-season friendly, though, was when he sort of came to our attention as a fan base with a hat-trick. Possibly the greatest goal ever scored by an AFC Wimbledon player, but sadly one not captured on video anywhere. Do you have any recollections of that?
I remember him scoring a hat-trick. Did he score a penalty? Was one of them a penalty as well?
One was a pen, yeah.
Yeah, and what surprised me about the penalty was that he took it normally. But instead of like dinking it or doing something. But I remember Carl Reddy, who I knew, who was at QPR, and Danny Maddox, I might be off the top of my head, and he's done that rollover foot trick, and I think Carl Reddy had to pay into the stadium after he did it. Do you know what I mean? He just absolutely threw him, and then finished with his leg. So I remember that one. I'm not sure about the other goal, but I remember the one where he's rolled it and done it. And then scored a penalty. I can't remember the second one. And you know, half of me's gutted that it was never on video. But knowing Arcell, because we used to travel together, Rob and me, knowing him like I do, half of me's glad that it wasn't on video.
Yeah, you would have seen it about a million times by now.
No, he's a great lad. And to be fair, I nicknamed the Wizard. That was me, you know. And we used to... And he was a great lad because, you know, I can be an intimidating figure with some people. But we'd drive in and he would argue the piece for me all the way in. Not so much about Wimbledon, but about he's a Liverpool supporter and, you know, about how football should be played are two different opinions of it. And he would really, the two of us would argue all the way in and all the way out. You know, good arguments, debates, you know. And I still speak to him from time to time. Spoke to him yesterday about going to Wembley, but a great, he did some tricks in training that were just, you'd have paid money to see.